Blog Talk Radio.
God made him who had no sin,
so that we might become his righteousness.
Instead of ourselves, he offered him,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh, oh.
Holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
It's hard to believe we can be spiritually well,
so that we might become his righteousness.
The loving God tasted the essence of hell,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh, oh.
Holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness. God in the flesh lived as a man,
will of the Father fulfilling his plan.
Jesus condemned, taking our place.
Now we are in him
and we'll see his face.
Instead of ourselves, he offered him,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh, oh.
Holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh, oh.
Holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
Become his righteousness.
We might become his righteousness.
Become his righteousness.
We might
become his righteousness.
We might become his righteousness.
Become his righteousness.
We might
become.
Glory be to God. Praise God. We just thank God for, we thank God for all that he is doing today. Sorry about that. Thank you and welcome to Victory Against All Odds. I am your host, Sunny Benton. Please text someone, call someone, text someone, share someone, or simply share with someone that we are live here on the airwaves on this afternoon. Thank you and welcome again. I don't take it lightly that you have taken time out today to join us as we share in the Word of God on this afternoon. I am so excited for Victory Against All Odds. It's celebrating its 9th anniversary. Happy anniversary to Victory Against All Odds. As you know, 9 represents fruitfulness, and it represents the fruitful one. Amen. Which, of course, we know is Jesus Christ. So we give God glory for all that he has done for us thus far. And I don't take it for granted. I thank each and every one of you, my listeners, and those of you who have followed me and have supported me down through the year. Amen. And so, again, thank you. Here we are. It is July. Can you believe it? The year is just going by here in 2020. It is July. It is the second half of the year. It is the third quarter of the year, amen. And so 7, as you know, represents God's divine perfection. It represents his rest. For the Lord rested when? On the 7th day, amen. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What does that mean, men and women of God? It means that it means completion. So on the seventh day, everything was completed. Amen. Did you know? Here's a did you know moment. Did you know that the Hebrew word for seven is Shava, comes from the root word Sava, amen, which means full. It means satisfied or to have enough of, amen. And did you also know that the number seven is mentioned 735 times in the Bible, and one of the most frequent, amen? So henceforth, we hear the word sevenfold. Amen. And that was just a little did you know snippet I wanted to share with you all just in case you didn't know. And so for the remaining time that we have here on this afternoon, I wanted to take the time to just kind of share in a little word that the Lord has laid on my heart. As you know, there's a whole lot going on in this world. Amen. And so the title of this message is In the Midst of It All. So my scripture this afternoon will be coming from Romans 8, 35 through 39. And it reads as follows. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Praise God. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Well, I've read Romans 8, 35 and 39. Amen. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. So again, as I have stated, we are in 2020, the year of vision with clarity. Amen. This is the year of an open mouth. Hallelujah. And this is the year of reformation. Amen. And so I wanted to just kind of talk today, not necessarily hoop and holler, because that's just not who I am anyway. But I wanted to talk about where we are, what do we do in the midst of all of this that's going on in the world today, amen, for again the year, this is the year of vision with clarity, amen, because as I've been saying over the last 5 or 6 years, you know, I've been telling people, wake up, open your eyes, see what's going on, but now the rest of the world has finally caught up, amen, so you hear people now saying the same thing, wake up. And what I am trying to say about that is now that we have been shut in the house and now that we're behind closed doors, you know, our eyes have become open because we've not been so busy, amen. We're not running around and we're not just doing stuff and keeping busy and but we are set behind the closed door. And so God has our attention and now we can begin to see with clarity, amen. This is the year of the open mouth meaning the year of the prophet. But not only is it the year of the prophet, it is the year of an open mouth, amen. So you hear people that are protesting, they're chanting Black Lives Matter. And what I have to say about that is Black History Matters, amen. So it's Black History Matters, amen. And so this is the year when people are now speaking and opening up their mouth. This is the year of reformation. Amen. What is reformation? Reformation means making change to something with the intention of setting it back on the right path. What does that mean? That means we have been on the wrong path way too long. And so this is the year of reformation. God is calling us still, if you will, so that we can open our eyes, see with clarity, and reform and reset, amen, so that we can get back on the right path, the path that God had intended for us, amen, according to the word of God. So truly we are living in a time of uncertainty, times of distress, a time of persecution via social and civil unrest, social injustice, a time of peril. So let's stop there for a moment. Perils. Perils come from the word kindunos, which means times of uncertain, times of danger. Amen. That's the Greek meaning of peril. Henceforth, we have 2 Timothy 3:1. This also, know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Amen. And I'm just grateful because, you know, while I was walking early this morning and just having communion with God, he reminded me perils in 2 Timothy 3:1. He reminded me of that scripture when we were talking about the meaning of peril. Amen. Perilous times have come. And truly, we are in a perilous time, men and women of God. So the rest of that scripture says, or sword, which is, so the sword is the large or a small knife, but in the Greek, it represents an iron ore, O-R-E, or iron material. And what does that stand for? It's when people cut, you know, are cutting and killing, but it stands for oppression. Amen? Oppression. Amen. So the word of God is very intentional. Hallelujah. So today we are facing a super storm. We're in the midst of a global pandemic and a social unrest all at the same time. People are dying by the thousands. And we currently have, as of this morning, 2.9 million people with coronavirus. Yet, we are still dying. People are dying. Dying from all over kinds of things, from death, from murder, from disease, all manner of diseases, okay? And so why are we here, men and women of God? What shall we do in the midst of all of this? Amen. The kingdom of God is going to have to line up. We are in the house for a reason. No, God didn't cause this, but he certainly did allow it. Amen. So here we are in the kingdom. The kingdom is divided. The kingdom is still operating under the spirit of hatred and operating in ways that are not pleasing unto the Lord. So when we, the body of Christ, when are we going to wake up? So the world has waken up. They are protesting. They are speaking out. They are pushing back because of the spirit of oppression that has plagued us so long. But when is the body of Christ going to wake up? We can no longer continue as believers, as leaders, operate like times of the past. And so God is calling us higher, men and women of God. Listen to me this afternoon. We are still in the house. It is the month of July, the second half of the year, and we are still in the house on punishment because we still haven't heard what the Lord is requiring of us, the body of Christ, so that we can overcome and be victorious in the midst of it all. Hallelujah. The world is looking, the world is seeking, the world is searching for answers. We must provide them hope, the hope of glory, the hope of Jesus Christ in the midst of it all. In this season, in this season. We have to. And so you say, well, prophet, what season are we in? People are talking, people are saying this, and people are saying that. I've heard so many things. I'm confused. I don't know what to believe and where to go and which direction to go. Well, let me help you. What season are we in? When you don't know what to do, always go back to the Word of God. That's our instruction book. That's our foundation. So go to Ecclesiastes 3:1. Amen. It says, there is a time for everything. Amen. A time for everything. It says, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Shall we allow all these things to separate us from the love of God? God forbid. What shall we do in the midst of all of this? Well, the Word of God told us, where are we in these times? What season are we in? Let me spell it out to you what season we're in. Going back to Ecclesiastes 3:1, we are in a season where there is a time to die, a season where there's it's time to uproot, a time to kill, a time to tear down, a time of weeping. It's a time of mourning. This is a time where scattered stones, and this is a time from refraining from embracing. Do you hear me, men and women of God? Because of coronavirus, we are no longer able, we're refraining from embracing one another. I want you to hear, God, a time to refrain from embracing, a time for search. Search for what? Searching for answers, searching for truth, searching for our peace and understanding. People are searching for jobs. People are searching for healing. Do you hear me? It's a time to throw away. What is it that we're throwing, that we need to throw away? Okay, let's go back to 2 Timothy 3, and we're going to start at verse 2. What do we need to throw away? Amen. It says, throw away being lovers of ourselves. Throw away covetousness. Throw away boasters. Throw away pride. Throw away blasphemers. Throw away the spirit of disobedience to our parents. Throw away being unthankful. Throw away being unholy. Throw away being without natural affection. Throw away being a truth breaker. Throw away being false accusers. We do a whole lot of that. We're quick to false accuse someone. Throw away being incontent. Throw away being fierce. throw away being despisers of those things that are good. We turn our back on that which is good. We call good evil, and we call evil good. And you wonder why we are in the house, men and women of God. It is time for us to align ourselves and reform. It is time out to throw away traitors. And it's time out for being heady. It's time out to throw away high-mindedness. It is time to throw away being lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Never have I seen more people be in love with the things of this world, your house, your car, your gadget, your platform, your name, your ministry. It was never yours in the first place. We are members of the body of Christ. Own no one. God has given you sheep to pasture, but they belong to God. It is time to throw away having a form of godliness denying the power of thereof. Tired of going into dead churches with no power, no manifestation of deliverance and healing and being set free. Operating in the flesh. Throw those things away. And the Bible says in verse 6, it says, for of this sort are they which creep into the house, and let captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lust. And 7 says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. We are missing truth. Those are the things that we need to throw away. It's a time to tear those things up. It's time to speak. Remember, this is 2020, the year of the open mouth. But nobody wants to speak the truth before fear of an empty seat and an empty offering plate. I'm speaking to the body. I'm not scared of speaking to leaders and those wannabes. It's time out for all of these things. It's time to put away hatred and racial discord. It's time to put away war spiritually, mentally, socially, emotionally. We are warring, especially in the kingdom, in the house of God. We are still warring against each other. We're still jealous and envious and having the wrong motive and trying to operate under the spirit of Jezebel and Ahab. Why? When we are supposed to be the army of the Lord, where in any army, whether in the natural or spiritual, did you see them warring against each other? A house divided cannot stand. These are the things that separate us from the love of God, men and women of God, and those of us who, and those of you who are seeking an answer. So as kingdom believers, we must be first partakers so that we can help the nation heal. But first, this is a time of returning back to the Lord, praying and teaching the word of God so we can be a united army for the Lord. And when we do that, then it will be a time to give birth. Then it will be a time to plant seeds of love and unity and righteousness and holiness. Then it will be a time to heal. Then it will be time to build the body of Christ, build up the people who have been torn down, who have been broken, abused, mishandled, mistrusted, lied on, cheated, raped. Nobody wants to talk about those things in the church. Nobody wants to talk about mental illness in the church. Nobody wants to talk about sexual immorality in the church. Nobody wants to talk about homosexuality in the church. No one wants to talk about sowing seeds of discord in the church. No one wants to talk about giving back to the people in the church. When will we get back to a time to laugh? And when will we get back to a time to dance and rejoice in the Lord? And will you be ever so grateful when we can have a time to gather? But right now, we're scattered stones because of COVID-19, because of racial divide, because of political unrest and social unrest. We are in the time of refraining from embracing. Will we get back to embracing one another? This is a time to keep. We need to get to a time to keep. Keep what? Keep our righteousness. Keep our covenant with God so that we're not separated from his love. This is a time where we need to keep focused, looking to the hill which comes our help, knowing that all our help comes from the Lord. This is a time to keep our hope alive in the midst of it all. When will we be able to commend the people who are broken, people who are struggling, people who've lost their jobs? No longer can we be silent. And we need to get back to loving one another with a pure heart, pure motive, and loving people unconditionally. We are not perfect. We have fallen, all have fallen, and fallen short of the glory of God. We have all sinned. But God is gracious and just to forgive us all. But will we have time to be patient with one another as we heal from the hurt and the bondage? How is it that we're in the church, but we're still bound? When God died and Christ died for our freedom. And then a time for peace. We're praying for peace in the nation. John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. And in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So let us seek peace. Let us make change so that we can head in the right direction. In the midst of it all, we must know beyond a shadow of a doubt, we are more than a conqueror through him, through Christ, that love us. And then in the midst of it all, we know that we are more than conquerors through Christ. We have victory. Amen, somebody. Thank you for joining me on today. I just wanted to share that little bit of word with you all to encourage your heart, but also to set order in the kingdom so that we can be partakers in healing of the nation. Hallelujah. Again, thank you for joining me here on Victory Against All Odds. God bless you. Thank you. Until next time, shalom.